It has taken years of bickering and gridlock and a ballot proposal kicked to the curb by voters. State lawmakers, though, have finally passed a road funding package, and they've sent it on to Governor Snyder. Michigan Public Radio Network's Lansing reporter Jake Neer is with us now. And, Jake, I think the questions on most people's minds today are, number one, what's it going to cost me? And number two, will it get the roads fixed?
For the first question, well, in 2017, drivers are going to see a 7.3-cent per gallon increase in the gas tax. So you will pay a little more at the pump, and you'll also see an increase in vehicle registration fees every year that will be also going into effect in 2017, a 20% increase in those fees. So it will cost a little bit. But there's also some stuff tied to this that Republicans are you know, referring to as tax relief. You know, the homestead property tax credit is going to see a little portion of that restored, about $200 million worth. And there's also a possible rollback in the state's income tax rate.
But they're going to be taking $600 million from the state's general fund. And do we have any idea where those cuts are going to come from?
Well, the Republican leaders in the legislature and Governor Snyder now are all saying that this doesn't necessarily mean cuts because there are projected revenue increases in the future. But if those projections don't pan out, it is not clear what areas of the budget will see, you know, that money diverted away. So, you know, even House Speaker Kevin Cotter, who was key in brokering this deal, says if these revenue increases don't pan out, we will have to take a hard look and make some tough decisions about what our priorities are as a state.
And some pretty strong strain of criticism that I'm picking up is the fact that these lawmakers are going to be term limited and gone before future lawmakers are making those tough decisions.
Most of them likely will be, if not all of them. And the governor will also be out of office by 2021, which is when this plan gets fully phased in. We're not expecting a $1.2 billion increase in the roads every year until 2021. So that's, you know, that's early next decade.
So when might money start going toward, you know, fixing potholes and repairing roads?
Well, it should be noted that lawmakers in the last couple of budget cycles have already put in hundreds of millions of dollars from the general fund into roads. And we already have a full construction schedule this year. So there won't be a long gap between what's in the budget now currently in one-time funding and when those revenue increases start in 2017. But it will be a very gradual increase in road funding between now and 2021.
And we know that they passed it late last night. It was a squeaker at times, but it did pass. And going to the governor, and should we expect a quick signature?
That's what the governor is saying at this point, that his quote is, there's going to, you know, it takes a little time to review these things, but I'm ready, which says a lot that, you know, for years he's been pushing this as one of his top policy priorities. And I think it is his intention to be done with this issue and move on to bigger things, or not bigger things, but other big things like Detroit Public Schools and also passing a major overhaul of the state's energy policy.
Michigan Public Radio Network Lansing reporter Jake Neer. Always great to talk with you, Jake. Thanks so much.
Oh, thanks, Cindy.